Hello and welcome back. This is video number 3, and we're going to talk about the general settings of WooCommerce. Now, before we talk about that, I want to show you the basics of installing WooCommerce and, of course, getting your WooCommerce theme. We talked about WooCommerce themes in the previous video, but I assume that at this point you have it on hand. Okay, so first things first, you want to log into your WordPress administrator dashboard, as you can see here. So next up, you want to go to Plugins, Add New, click Upload Plugin, and of course, you're going to see this box here. So what you're going to do is down here, you're going to type in the keyword WooCommerce. Now, if you've already downloaded WooCommerce, the plugin, you can also choose File, Install Now, and go through this route here. But the simplest route is simply to type in the keyword, as you can see here, what I've done here, WooCommerce, and of course you'll see this here. Next up, click Install Now. Once that's uploaded, all you need to do next is simply click on Activate. So we'll wait just a second here. And once it's activated, it is good to go. Now, before we can complete it, as you can see here, it's activated. We need to go through the WooCommerce setup process, which basically just entails the basics of your site. So it says the following wizard will help you configure your store that you can get quickly up and running. So, you know, you fill in your location, your country, your address, your city, your state, your zip code, what currency do you want the payments to be in? What types of products do you plan to sell, and more. So I'm just going to go ahead and fill this out. And next is the payment processors. So basically, how are you going to take payments? By default, we have Stripe and we have PayPal. Stripe is free and it's a way that you can take credit card payments. So as you can see, accept debit, credit cards, and so forth. Now Stripe, I definitely would recommend because if you don't have this, you would have to have PayPal. And if you have PayPal, you automatically assume that people have a PayPal account. Now, that is not always the case. That might be the case in tier one countries, but beyond that, some countries are not allowed to have PayPal. So with that in mind, what you want to do next is simply to check this box here and then type in an email address. So if you haven't had a Stripe account created before, all you have to do is go ahead and enter that email address here, and the system will actually go and create an account for you via Stripe. But of course, if you don't necessarily know now, you can simply uncheck this box, click on continue, and of course, you can go back later down the road. So click on continue. Next, we have shipping. So shipping is mainly required if you have physical products. If you have digital products, you can simply skip this process. But if you have physical products, you're definitely going to need to fill this out. So as you can see here, it says we've created 2 shipping zones for the United States and the rest of the world. So down here, we can set the flat rate if we want to do that, and the flat rate for other zones. So you can do that and click continue. And of course, if you're not sure right now, you can simply enter 0 and do it later down the road. And of course, next after that, we have the recommended, activate, and ready. Okay, so the recommended for all WooCommerce stores simply are different features and options that you can have. They're not necessarily required for you to have. So for example, it says storefront theme. If you want to integrate the initial theme, which is called storefront, you can do that. If you have a different theme, however, you're going to want to uncheck that. Now it says automated taxes. It's got WooCommerce admin, so you can manage your store's reports. MailChimp. Now you're not going to want to have this if you have your own email autoresponder service. So for example, if you use ActiveCampaign or GetResponse or AWeber, you're going to want to uncheck that. And of course, it says Facebook enjoy All Facebook products combine into one extension. Pixel tracking, catalog sync, messenger chat, and all the above. So you can check these if you want to, but in my opinion, I would simply uncheck most of them and move forward. Okay, so we're going to click on continue because I automatically assume that you're going to have a different WordPress theme. So after we click continue, the next step is to activate and we're almost done. So it says connect your store to Jetpack. In my opinion, however, don't install Jetpack because it has a lot of things that you don't necessarily need. So we're going to click skip this step. Okay, so it says the next step is to create some products, which we'll talk about in just a minute. I'll show you that later. And everything is ready. So let's go ahead and click on View Dashboard. And let's just go back to the WordPress Administrator Dashboard. So to access the WooCommerce plugin, all we need to do is go under here and here. Products are located under a different sidebar option called Products. They're not located under the WooCommerce section, all right? So in this video, we're going to talk more about this section right here. Now, in terms of installation of the theme, I want to show you that right now before we move forward. The WordPress theme is going to be installed under Appearance. So if you have to go to Appearance and then Themes, and then you'll need to find the theme either by adding new, click upload theme, choose file, find the file, click install now, and go from there. So that's what you would most likely do if you have a WooCommerce theme that is separate and you've purchased that via maybe ThemeForest, via Creative Market, and more. Okay, so in this case, we've already installed the theme. In fact, it's a free theme called Deli right here. So what I'm going to do is click activate. And here we go. So the theme has been installed and we're good to go. Now, different WordPress themes for WooCommerce will be different. So it really depends. So I can't really show you the theme that we're using because it's going to look totally different than ours. But the basics are, once you've installed the WooCommerce theme, you can simply go to customize and, of course, customize the header, the footer, the images, and more. And a lot of times the WordPress WooCommerce theme will come with documentation to walk you through step by step as to how you can customize that particular theme. Now, that out of the way, let's go back to WooCommerce here. So we'll go over here. And here we go. So if you look at WooCommerce initially, you're going to see the performance reports, the charts, and more. So we can see the date range. So as you begin to make more sales, you'll begin to see more data right here. So that's why it's empty right now, because we haven't actually launched an actual shop. But this gives us a good idea of what is selling, what is not selling, and what our customers really want, so that you can focus on that. So if you go under orders here, we don't see any orders right now. But when we receive orders, you'll need to just go to WooCommerce, orders, and you'll see them all here. In terms of coupon codes, if you've created a product and you want to create a coupon code, then you can come here, you can create your first coupon, like so. You can enter a custom coupon code if you want to, or you can simply click on generate coupon code and it'll generate a random coupon code for you. So you could do that, or you could type in something like Black Friday, maybe 50, saying 50% off, something like that. So it's really up to you. You can either do customized or you can do random. Now, if you scroll down, as you can see here, it says general. Discount type, it's a fixed cart discount, meaning it's a one-time percent discount, maybe 50%, which can vary depending on how much somebody actually buys, and then fixed product discount. So the difference between cart discount and product discount is product discount is only focused on a very specific product, whereas a fixed cart discount is focused on everything that is in the cart. Obviously, if you choose that, then what we need to do here is, let's say we're going to do a coupon count of $50. And you can either specify that you want the coupon to expire, or you can leave it blank if you don't want it to expire. So usage restriction basically restricts how many times the coupon can be used. Now, because it's a product-based coupon code, we want to make sure that we select the products. But obviously, in this case, we don't have any products created, but you're simply going to select the product. So once you add the products, you'll be able to see the products that are located here. You can also exclude products that you don't want to be included within the coupon. You can enter maybe a whole category has a coupon code, and you exclude categories if you want to. So that's basically all that is. As you can see, very fairly simple to use, and usage limits, how many times the coupon can be used. Can it be used unlimited times, or can it only be used maybe 100 times until it expires? So that's how to utilize coupons. Next up, we have reports. So we're going to go ahead and click on leave. So this is very similar to the orders, or even this here is going to show you the orders, the customers, and the stock. Sales by date, sales by product, sales by category, coupons by date, and customer downloads. So this gives you a better breakdown of what is actually happening within your store. Next up, we have settings. So within settings, this is basically what we dealt with initially. So remember, we got general, we have shipping, we have payments, we have accounts, we have more. So the main differences with the wizard and what we see here are the products. And this is the actual shop page. So it's shop. And then, of course, we have emails. And what this means are these are emails that are sent to the customer, such as reset password, new account, order on hold, processing order. So you can change these if you want to, but you don't have to. But it's nice to have to just start off right off the bat. And that's it. Now let's move on to the next video and talk about how to go about creating brand new products or adding products to the system.